Hi, everybody. Poet Brian here with a special shout out to my friend Martel, who helped provide the spark for this episode of Brian's Poetry Oasis. Through her own special story, she co-founded Beyond My Battle, providing emotional support and educational resources to reduce the stress that comes with serious illness, a rare disease, chronic pain, and disability. To learn more about this engaging community and all it offers, head to beyondmybattle.org. Now on with our podcast. Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, to close your eyes, and take a moment for yourself. What holds us back? Keeps us from even trying? And interferes with our peace and joy. In this podcast, poet Brian will confront the lie of being not enough and help guide and encourage all of us on our journey to finding our purpose and self-love. Why am I in such a hurry to run away from me? Is it that I worry I'm not all I ought to be? If I were kinder to myself, already sure I am enough, might I begin to understand the path to healing is self-love? Let go, just be, more easily, basking in the confidence that your love is unconditional for one good reason, just because. Know that being worthy in your eyes helps me be worthy in my own. No strings, pure gift to come and get. I'm here for you, just turn around. I pray instead of run away from all that I am created to become, I run to me and to your open arms. How good it feels to be back home. But when and where did the inner critic who judges us so harshly and creates self-doubts originate? Was it something that happened during our upbringing? Perhaps at school or in the workplace? Or was it the romantic relationship or marriage we poured our hearts and souls into, only to have it trampled on, and leaving us wondering if we were ever lovable to begin with, or could ever love again? Most nights, I think of you. Most nights, I think of you as I lay beside a vacant lot, not up for sale. Instead, a space reserved to toss and turn till sleep arrives, to wipe away the memory of us, at least until tomorrow comes. When I reflect upon how my religious upbringing contributed to putting me under the spell of the lie of not being enough, it's important that I remember that any bad messaging I received or evil act inflicted upon me does not take away from all the good that it provided. But I'd also be in denial, and my own roadblock to my healing path, if I were to dismiss that all that may be good can ever erase the evil and the damage done to me. I've chosen a poem that expresses my own personal theology, and it is this: that because my God and Creator is pure love, I will always be enough. If hell is a choice, if hell is a choice, a destination spot we choose or not, by virtue of some spoon-fed fact dished out to us to ensure we do just as we're taught, and soften any sympathy for souls that rush to catch the train that's bound for there, even if such a miserable eternal fate cuts him or her completely off from God's unbounded love and care. Then I suppose that choosing hell is parallel to that man's choice to bear a hate-filled cross, be stripped and mocked and crushed at last. It's this amazing grace and act of love that I embrace, and not free will and choice. No more need I fear I have to choose between death's two exit doors, because my own heartfelt belief of his true love tells me this is so. I believed he sealed shut the gates of hell once and for all, and threw away the key, forever barring any entry. I believe were he to visit us right now, he'd reach out and choose each one of us, one by one by one. Wrap us all in his embrace and point the way back to a far more welcoming place with so much more in store, where his door is always open and there's always room for more. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Brian's Poetry Oasis, and I'd love to hear from you at brianspoetryoasis@gmail.com. And if you are able to find the quiet and self-nurturing that we all deserve, share a shot of Brian's Poetry Oasis with a family member or friend, and pass it on. Until next time, peace.